Congratulations.
Thank you.
You were involved from the very early days. Did you ever believe that it would grow to be something this big and to reach so many people across the world?
Well, actually, by the time I left it, it had gotten this big. But to begin with, no, I never thought it would, you know, I never realized it would get this as big as it did. You know, when we started down on Dixon's Flats, and then I was chairman the first year that we bought this. And from then, it's just, you know, skyrocketed a lot more than I expected.
Well, you know, speaking of this, as in this park that we're standing in, that was a great thing. It made a huge difference. It's a race that built a beautiful park, right?
Yeah, the race built the park, yes. A race and lots of volunteers, which seems to be a problem nowadays, you know, the volunteerism. But it was all built. You know, we built all these buildings, planted all the trees, many, many hours, but it was worth it. I love this park.
I can't remember. I mean, you've been out of it now for a little while, but years ago, I can't remember a time where you didn't see Ed Ray behind that food booth.
I ran that food booth for 26 years, and that was back when it was the only food booth.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have all of the carnival food.
And it must have been interesting getting, well, that time you must have got a lot of volunteers without a problem.
No, I mean, I can't say it wasn't work. You sit down, you get on the phone, you call people, and which the trend nowadays is to put it on Facebook and hope somebody answers you.
So, congratulations on this honor, well-deserved, and I don't think people really comprehend the amount of work and thought and initiative and everything that went into putting this race on, and it's because of folks like you it still exists today.
Well, thank you. Me and lots of others. Lots of.
Congratulations.
Thank you.